Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, how are you guys? Yeah, I know there's so many different, I mean, not like millions, but there's a lot of different people who listen from different places overseas here in the United States. I just want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate your time. I know you have many choices for radio podcasts, but I just want to thank you. My podcast, Rolling with the Diva, with Sabrina Williams, focuses on helping your mind, body, and spirit be in sync. And how is that done? Because when you have something that's going on in your mind, it can affect your body, and then it can affect your spirit as far as you can get down, depressed, or maybe there's something going on that your mind is super happy. It can have the same effect. There's endorphins and chemicals in our body that can affect us in good and bad ways. So that's what we're here for. But today our show is focused on homelessness and how and the stats on it and what we can do as a community, as churches, and as individuals, and also what does the Bible say about helping those that are less fortunate? We're going to talk about some of those topics. And just, I really want to encourage you guys before we go to that, to just remember that everybody struggles. Everybody has a time in their life where they need help. The one thing that you can't forget to do is ask for help if you need it. So let's get started. Homelessness and the many underlying factors that impact it could be mental health, drinking, substance abuse, domestic violence, suicide, grief, and many other factors, and how it relates to a person's psyche and how they see the world. Until we solve what the underlying factors are in the world for homelessness, we cannot solve the situation completely. Yes, there are those few that prefer to live on the street, but that is not the case for more than 50% of the people. It will take the community, the churches, families, and the world coming together to help those in need in this rising and continual epidemic. This is not a judgment. This is just a way for people to get help. So where does it start? Let's start with some statistics. We're going to go with some statistics, and then we're going to play a song. Now, I find this very interesting, and I always give credit to where I find the articles. And this is from the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness, okay? And this can be found at www.usich.gov/homelessness. Okay, now this is just for Nevada, but I'm going to give you some other stats too. Nevada homelessness is statistics. As of January 2018, Nevada has an estimated, can you guess, amount of people experiencing homelessness on any given day, as reported by Continuum of Care to the United Department of Housing, Urban Development, which is HUD, and of that, it's 7,554. Of that number, there are 167 were family households, 723 were veterans. And that number of the veterans, I think nobody should be homeless, but the veterans really, really bothers me because while these men and women have set out, served our country without any request to be paid back, but we can't even take care of our own. And the freedom is not free. I've been overseas and it's not free. Despite those people that think it is and that, you know, we don't need the military, that's a farce and a lie. You can look at some other countries and see they have, you know, it's just sad. We need to take care of our veterans. 1,404 were unaccompanied young adults aged 18 to 24, and 648 were individuals experiencing chronic homelessness. And what chronic means is it's constant. They just basically go in, out of home, and it may not last that long. Public school data this was disturbing, reported to the U.S. Department of Education during the 2016 to 2017 school years shows that an estimated 20,696 public school students experienced homelessness over the course of the year. Of that total, 483 students were unsheltered, without a home. That's my dog. Malcolm always barking in the middle of the show and saying he doesn't like people being homeless. 2,292 were in shelters. Stop, Malcolm. I mean, Zion, stop. 2,771 were in hotels and motels. And why do they include the hotels and motels? Because they don't have a solid, stable place to live, and they have no place to count home. And 15,150 were doubled up. And that could be like in shelters or someplace else. And I'm wondering, are they accounting for over 3,000 kids that care that can be in a foster care system? All right. Now, I thought this was interesting. Even though our number for Nevada seems high, and it is high because nobody should be on the street, nobody should be without a home, 7,544. But look at our state, California. They were, hold on a second, 118,142 people were homeless. You want to go outside the room? Stop. 23, and now check this out. Texas had 23,122. Now, I was looking at all of the states, and then here's another high state, which was New York. 86,352 people are homeless, not too far behind of California. Probably looks like about a 20% difference there. I'm not the best in math, so don't quote me. I'm trying to see the lowest state I think I found was, hold on one second. Oh, the lowest state was North Dakota. Interesting. We should talk to North Dakota and see what they have going on there. Another high state that's that's below New York is Florida. They have 33,559 people. And I think that probably has to do with the state and the weather and people going there. I used to actually, no lie, date a guy that was from Florida. He was acting like he was in this big, huge mansion, but he was actually homeless. And I didn't find out until after we got together because he ended up moving in with me. That's a long story. You can go find that in the archives. But that's just interesting. One of the things that's also interesting is that if we look at Arizona, now we have, and hold on, we'll be right back with Rolling with a Diva. We're going to put Zion outside because he just is acting up, and we're going to turn it up for Jesus.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just got to break free. Let's go.
It's time to
All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. That was Lady Princess. She gave us permission to play her song on our air. You can find her on Instagram or Facebook, and if you'd like to have her interviewed, she's a lovely artist. Okay, so I just want to make sure people understand that. I know some people thought when they see a homeless person, as old man, they're lazy, they're this or that, they're alcoholic, they're substance abuse, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to be quick to judge. Yes, those are some extenuating factors, and yes, that sometimes that is true for a lot of the homeless. But what we need to make sure is that we're helping our fellow man, you know, whether we think we should or not. Everybody has a time where they could be needing. So Proverbs 14:31 says, "Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but who is generous to the needy honors him." And this is taken from Jack Wellman, and his article was 10 Encouraging Bible Verses for the Homeless and Hungry. And you can find this at whatchristianswanttoknow.com. And you guys remember the account of the rich man Lazarus. The rich man had walked past Lazarus day after day, saw this poor man begging, but did nothing to help him. After death, it seems the positions of both are switched. The poor man is now in paradise or in the bosom of Abraham, but the rich man is in torment and the thirst amongst the flames of fire. Why? But here's why. He remembers his life and now wants to warn his family, but it's too late because he oppressed the poor so long that he insulted his maker that after death came his judgment. Don't look down on somebody because of their circumstances. You could be in that same circumstances at any given time. Just remember that. I really like that Bible verse. All right, so we're going to continue on. We're talking about homelessness, what we can do as churches, what we can do as a country, and we'll talk about this. Before we go talk about solutions, I really wanted to talk about, this is an article from Invisible People, and you can find it on invisiblepeople.tv. /a-homelessness, and it is a great article about a church. I'm just going to go to right down to the article, to the part that I like. They talk about rotating homelessness, and listen to this concept, and I really like it. So, but every church, every single church or temple or bridge group or bowling team can work together to support a rotating shelter. The Malcolm County Rotating Shelter Team is a group of 90 churches that pool resources to help 60 homeless people get back on their feet. Some churches provide home housing, some vans for the transportation, some cool meals, and everyone wins. Like I said, I visited this twice. Both times, the old church ladies in the back were having a blast. The smiles were endless, although it was just a meal prepared and served. It was combined with a strategy to get people and housing and support services. And he urges you, the person who wrote this, said, if you're a faith-based leader, please look at what real effect you have on the community around you. If your tech or worship budget is higher than what you are putting back in the community, you're off balance. And to be honest, the only churches that will see growth in the years to come are the churches that truly helping the hurting people around them and not just their own members. Please start working with other organizations instead of being the lone ranger. And if the need is there, I would bet that it is. Please find a rotating shelter around you. And yes, it is appreciated that the churches that feed the homeless, help with things, but we really, really need to make sure that we are meeting all their needs. Like the homeless veterans, a lot of them have mental health issues, and a lot of them deal with PTSD, so we really need to understand that. We're going to play another song, and we're going to come back and talk about the things pertaining to being homeless. I really appreciate you guys listening in. Remember that 211 in any state of the United States can give you referrals for housing, domestic violence shelters for women. There is not too many for men, but you still call. Counseling, minimal counseling, no fee, a fee. Maybe you don't want it on your insurance bill. That's fine too. Here's a song, Living My Dream, JoJo Mack.
I'm living my dream. I feel like a queen. I'm doing stayed in the game. Now I am a winner. Doing things now I never did before. My life is changing more and more. I'm feeling blessed. I want the world to know. La 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 la. Oh, la la la.
We're going to finish out this segment with the top four causes of homelessness, which was taken from https://nichp.org, and the last update was 10/2018. The four causes are as listed. Among unaccompanied individuals were lack of affordable housing. Housing is going through the roof in California and every place, even here in Nevada. And not everybody qualifies for HUD, which is an urban development grant that people can get where they'll pay a certain amount of the fee and then the client pays the rest. Unemployment, even though that we have people saying, oh, unemployment is low, what happens is when people drop off of the unemployment list, they're not counted. So you wouldn't know if what those people are doing if they're not counted. So that's sort of kind of sad. Poverty, mental illness, and the lack of needed services, and substance abuse, alcoholism, and the lack of needed services. All states' mental health funds have been cut, but homelessness is the top. Yes, a person is homeless, but there's so many underlying factors, and we just listed four here. And you know what, until we come together, like we were talking about that rotating shelter, getting the 60 people in, getting them what they need, including a whole array of things, we're not going to help be able to help them. Like with a homeless veteran, they'll need a home to go to that's not going to charge them, that shouldn't charge them because they've been a veteran. On top of that, they have food. They're getting treated for their mental illness. They also may have what's called a co-occurring disorder, and you can find this in the DMS-5 edition. And a co-occurring disorder means there's a mental illness, and it could be alcohol or drugs or something else that is impacting those together. So, like, for instance, if you have somebody, a veteran that's on alcohol, that's an alcoholic, and he's homeless, but he has mental illness, the alcohol may be giving him exacerbated symptoms, but you have to detox him for 30 days before you can make that assessment, just so people know. It's sad. That one, again, you can go to the websites. I mentioned the websites, one, because I don't want to plagiarize and steal people's information, two, but to give credit for these places and let you know what's out there. Some of the other causes of homelessness in the United States, which is affordable housing, divorce, because sometimes And it's and the women are more impacted by this. Lawful evictions, negative cash flow, post-traumatic stress disorder, foreclosure, fire, natural disasters, including hurricane, earthquake, or flood, mental illness, as we said before, physical disability, having no family support or supportive relatives, substances, services for that. Homelessness emerged as a national issue in the 1870s. Many homeless people lived in emerging urban cities such as New York. As we saw, New York had a really high factor. Into the 20th century, the Great Depression of the 1930s caused a devastating epidemic of poverty, hunger, and homelessness. There were 2 million homeless people migrating across the United States. In the 60s, the deinstitutionalization of patients from state psychiatric hospitals, according to the physicians, medical libraries, or use of pharmaceuticals were a precipitating factor which seeded the population of people that are homeless. And then they go on to say in this article, which I just looked up on Wikipedia, homeless in the United States. Not everything on Wikipedia can be trusted, but I know that this is these facts I've seen before. Then the homelessness grew in the 80s, and in 2009, 1 out of 50 children, or 1.5 million children in the United States, were homeless. And the numbers just continue to grow even in 2008. Real quick before we do that, I wanted to share some more information because so what can we do? I found another nonprofit, and it's called Home Aid America. And what they do is one of the things they indicated was research indicates that more than 80% of the total homeless population is women, children, and families that experience a life-altering event. And we already talked about those, job loss, natural disasters. Homeless individuals and families merge need a second chance to get back on their feet. Home Aid America creates and supports local chapters, giving them the tools to build shelter projects in a homeless population in them. Just like here in Nevada, they have a really neat project that they did where this homeless can come in at night, they can sleep, it's gated and guarded, and they can feel safe. And they donate the housing to charities such as Boys Hope, Girls Home, Mercy House, Salvation Army, Volunteers of America, and others for them to operate. To be eligible to receive Home Aid, the charity must provide social services that enable residents to transform their lives. And you can find more information at www.homeaid.org. They do have one chapter here in Southern Nevada and a chapter in Utah. And the chapter in Utah does a lot of taking of needs for babies. It's not a pretty thing. It's not a pretty picture. I know people think it's an easy fix. It's not. But we are called as human beings to really, and I believe, maybe you're not called, but I believe as human beings we're called to help our fellow man. When you look down upon a person, to me, you're dimming your light of what your gifts and talents can be used to help another person. Maybe for you, you can't help in a homeless shelter or anything else, but you can make a sandwich, pack a cool bottle of water, and give it to the homeless person that you see every day at the left-hand turn light on Maryland and Desert Inn Parkway. That's here in Las Vegas. You could take a bag for a woman, an old purse that you have in your closet that you know that's been sitting up there for 20 years, you're not using, put in some personal items, some wipes, a little toothbrush, things like that, and a couple of bottles of water. That would help. If each person, listen to this, if each person helps one person, that would be a ripple. Think about that ripple effect can go into a big wave, a tidal wave, like a tsunami in a good way to touch everybody. We can help. If you know people who are homeless and you know they need something, reach out to them. Don't cast them aside as the man did for the homeless person, Lazarus. Help people when they need it. Work with your churches, work with your communities, work with your work. Just like here in Nevada, we're having raising backpacks for the children who are less fortunate, who are not necessarily homeless but don't have all the school needs, can't afford to buy the needs for school. And, you know, nowadays school is different than when I was in school. A lot more things were paid for. So, just remember that To love unconditionally is to give of yourself. I'm not saying you love people who are mean to you like that. I'm just saying that you love people unconditionally. You open your heart to have joy, which is putting Jesus, others, and yourself last. You will get so much more done. And so what can we do to help the homeless? Well, I mentioned the two places. What can you do? Well, I know, like I said, for me, it can be given sandwiches, a cold bottle of water, things like that. Homelessness, as I said, comes with a stigma, and an important way you can help combat these stereotypes is by spreading awareness of the truth. Many people believe that those experiencing homelessness are doing so because of severe mental issues or untreated. These people need help. This is not, most of them don't want to be there. How can we help the homeless? Donate money. A small donation can go a long way. Not to the homeless person necessarily, but to an organization. Donate new and used items. Shelters need more than money. Volunteer. Just volunteering is giving your time. Maybe you have a skill that person needs. And I know it's really fabulous at Las Vegas. It used to be Calvary Chapel Green Valley. But they, on